Okay, alright. I didn't know. You gonna start, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Drink Coke,
yeah.
Cola, soda, or whatever it is.
Oh, that's good.
In Boston, they call it honey.
Oh, me. Well, I spent 3 days up there one time. 3 days and nights and saw everything. You know, all the interesting things around there to see. The old ship and where Paul Revere lived and the church and the... We went out to Lexington and Concord. And Longfellow's home and Emerson, you know, all the poets. I've never been to Philadelphia, though. I want to go to Philadelphia this summer. You know, for 2 or 3 days.
They moved to
Liberty Bell. And come back. Of course, I've been to Washington twice, but it was years ago. I'd like to come back to Washington.
Washington for the first time 2 or 3 years
ago. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just love it. I wouldn't want to live there, but I think it's very fascinating to visit. I was there the first time, I think it was the first time, right after when Truman was president. And the White House, you remember, had been rebuilt and refurnished and all, and it had just been opened 2 weeks, and it was perfectly beautiful in there. We went all over it. It was just gorgeous.
My first memory of politics was I was 7 years old. Harry Truman won that election. Everybody
talked about it. Well, I'll tell you, Harry Truman was quite a fella, I think. I took a trip out to the northwestern part of this country 2 years ago in 74. It was a 30-day trip, the month of July. That's when we were having all this to do over Watergate, you know, over just before Nixon resigned. And, of course, there were a bunch of Republicans on the tour. And, and I'm such a big Democrat. And so, I mean, we got to in Missouri there, and we went to Independence, visited the Truman Library, which is most interesting. And before we got there, a fellow from North Carolina, and he said, well, I don't want to go visit that place. And the guide, the young lady, she was a teacher there, and well-educated person, she says, well, you can just sit on the bus. The rest of us are going in there and spend 2 hours. And so, anyway, man and his wife that I liked very much, but he was such a Republican. And while I was standing out there really looking at Truman's grave, and this fellow walked up and started to say something against him, you know. And I really let him have it. I turned around to anybody talk about Truman when he was for that crook Nixon, and I just...
Perfect. Just perfect.
And so I really sort of let him have it. His wife kept punching him and told him to hush. So later, and when I got off the ladder on the way back, he got off in the bus and came on up, and he was so concerned.